The Masterclass Series Number 16. The Beauty of the Blue Hour. Equipment. EOS 5D Mark III, Gardens by the Bay, Orchard Road, NYC Skyline, Hallgrimskirk, Reykjavik. TSC 17mm F4L, Gardens by the Bay, Hallgrimskirk, Reykjavik, EF 24-70mm F4L ISUSM, Orchard Road, NYC Skyline. EXIF. Shots number 1. Gardens by the Bay, Singapore. ISO, 800, focal length, 17mm, aperture, F4, shutter speed, 1x30. Shot number 2. Orchard Road, Singapore. ISO, 800, focal length, 24mm, aperture, F4, shutter speed, 1x50. Shots number 3. NYC Skyline. ISO, 2000, focal length, 50mm, aperture, F4, shutter speed, 1x10. Shot number 4. Hallgrimskirk, Reykjavik. ISO, 800, focal length, 17mm, aperture, F4, shutter speed, 1x50. Editing. Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. Moving from achieving balance despite clutter, this week we'll talk about two fantastic time windows during a day when you can make stunning photographs. That is, we'll dwell on the beauty of a blue hour. The story. A day with sunshine and a clear blue sky. The subject looks nice and bright. As we take a shot and review it, a washed-out sky and a mediocre image stares us in the face. Ever wondered what happened? To understand the issue, let's get into some technical aspects of optics. In photography, the term stop of light is used to indicate either having or doubling the amount of light. To say that a camera has a dynamic range of 10 stops means it can handle the range from X amount of light to 1024X amount of light in a single frame, where X is the darkest and 1024X is the brightest point in that frame. We arrive at this 1024X by simply doubling the X 10 times, X, 2X, 4X, 8X, etc., until 1024X. In photography, the dynamic range is the difference between the darkest and lightest tones in an image, generally pure black and pure white. It's more often used to talk about the maximum dynamic range a camera is capable of. Even the most competent cameras with a doctor of 13 stops can only handle a range of light from X to 8192X. In comparison, this doctor of the human eye is from X to 1.048.576x, 20 stops. It means we are able to see the darkest and the brightest part of the scene vividly, while the camera struggles to do justice to this wide range of reflected light in a frame. The dynamic range challenge and the beauty of a blue hour. The above dynamic range limitation of cameras throws up a challenge of capturing a decent frame that faithfully captures the beauty of the scene. Given that this dynamic range challenge is a reality, we wonder if ever there's a time of the day when the scene fits the limited capturability of a camera. The shots. And that is where the blue hour comes in. Blue hour is the time of the day when the sky turns from orange at sunset to blue just after sunset before turning black for the night. It is also when the sky turns from black of a dark night to the blue of twilight just before turning golden at sunrise. This is when the scene has the least dynamic range. Most blue hour scenes will fit well within the camera limit of 12-13 stops of light. It may be a joy to shoot at the blue hour, but the tricky part is the short time window available. In most tropical geographies, the morning and evening blue hour last between 5 and 20 minutes, depending on the season. In the temperate zone, it tends to be longer, between 20-45 minutes. And it is the longest in polar zones, sometimes stretching to a few hours. Shots number 1, number 2, and number 4 were clicked on a tripod, while shot number 3 was taken handheld. Steps to make the most of the blue hour. 1. Overall light during the blue hour is low. Slow shutter speed and or higher ISO is recommended. 2. Slow shutter speed mandates the use of a tripod and remote, or self-timer, unless you have steady hands for a long exposure. Pro tip, to ascertain if a tripod is needed, remember the inverse of focal length rule. Inverse of focal length rule, you can slow down the shutter speed to the inverse of the focal length you are shooting at and still get away with no camera shake while shooting handheld. 3. While editing, white balance needs to be set based on the dominant light source. If it is the available ambient light, the daylight slash cloudy slash shade setting will do the trick. Otherwise, you may need to lower the kelvins to fluorescent or tungsten. Make the most of this natural light system and catch some great shots. Pin it for a later day reference.